88.3 Southern FM.
On air and online via the free Community Radio Plus app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play.
Coming up right now is The Space Show. Welcome to The Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie, and on the panel in Mission Control, we have Richard. On this evening's The Space Show, we are going to have one more interview about the AcrUx 2 satellite project, which we were doing last week.
When you see this way.
Yes, the Southern Cross. Now, last week we were looking at the AcrUx 2 satellite, a project from Melbourne Space Program at Melbourne University, as a student-led design and plan. And we said that we didn't know whether it's active or not. We still don't know. But Aymeric Fabre is the team lead of the power system for AcrUx 2. And this is what he had to say in August of 2022.
All right. So my name's Aymeric, and I'm team lead of EPS, and I'll be presenting for the electrical power subsystem. So EPS is sort of divided into four major subsystems: harvesting, storage, distribution, and telemetry. The harvesting system takes the raw output power from the solar panels and regulates it to a stable level for the storage system. The storage system takes the regulated input power, passes it through a battery management system to safely charge and discharge batteries, and the distribution system takes power from the batteries and distributes it to the rest of the subsystems, like comms, for example. The telemetry subsystem takes care of monitoring sort of the health of EPS and logging data. And that's the main sort of components of EPS. Here's a block diagram of how EPS is going to power the satellite in order to go from sunlight to a photograph. So on top we have obviously the solar panels, which take in the sunlight to produce power. That goes to the storage system and then distributed to various other subsystems. Thus far, EPS has accomplished building our own solar panels in-house, designing this using software in Altium, for example. This has been a really interesting experience for us because although we've learned how to design systems theoretically in our university courses, we haven't really been able to apply the knowledge to real-world projects. So this has allowed us to design sort of real-world systems and apply our knowledge. The harvesting board here is an example of sort of the regulation of the raw power from the solar panels to stabilize it so that the storage system can accept that power. The storage system is the most complex PCB within the electrical power subsystem because it handles the safe charging and discharging of the batteries. It's vitally important that we keep the batteries in a suitable voltage range to make sure they're not overcharged or undercharged. That could lead to very bad problems like exploding batteries. So we're planning on using about 4 lithium-ion batteries. It might not seem like a lot. In fact, your phone probably contains about 1 of these batteries. But for a satellite, it should be enough in terms of we will have enough power generated from the solar panels. The distribution board is essentially made up of fundamentally just a voltage divider, and it serves the purpose to divide the voltage into various ranges, such as 3.3 volts, 5 volts, 7 volts. This can be transferred to other subsystems that require certain voltage levels. Some of the FlatSat V1 objectives for EPS involve sort of generating a suitable solar power and energy, charging and discharging the battery cells, and testing EPS on loads such as ADCS. We would also like to capture system telemetry to be able to monitor the data from EPS. Our long-term engineering development plan involves sort of beyond FlatSat V1. What we aim to do is expand the capabilities of EPS in phase two. In phase three, we hope to integrate EPS within other subsystems and to ensure that EPS can work using comms and other subsystems. And then obviously for the flight model, we hope to have a self-sustaining system that is flight ready.
Speaking in 2022, that was Aymeric Fabre, the team lead of the power system for the Acrux 2 satellite project at the Melbourne Space Program. And as I mentioned, I'm not sure whether that project is still active. If you do know, please let us know here at the Space Show.
When you've seen the southern